France's fury over Australia's cancelled submarine project hasn't subsided over the weekend. If anything, it's getting worse. After recalling its ambassadors from Canberra and Washington, the government in Paris has been again venting its frustrations, declaring Australia should feel embarrassed by its conduct. Analysts say while the tension will eventually ease up, there'll be consequences. Here's Europe correspondent Nick Doll.
Just 3 months ago, Scott Morrison walked into the courtyard of the presidential palace in Paris, and he was warmly embraced by Emmanuel Macron. The Prime Minister thanked his host for his support as Australia took a more assertive position on China.
And we greatly appreciate that.
Fast forward to the present day, and Australia has ditched a $90 billion contract to buy French submarines, opting instead for the US's nuclear technology. The French were kept in the dark until just before the announcement.
Not understanding that this was coming has really plunged the French into a deep anger and frustration.
Celia Bellon is a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution and a former advisor in the French Foreign Ministry. She says the submarine deal was a vital part of France's Indo-Pacific strategy, which aimed to counter China's regional strength without directly antagonizing it.
You could decide not to choose between the increasing rivalry between China and the US, but you know, still reassert some of the most fundamental values that you hold, multilateralism, freedom of navigation, freedom of trade. And this was what France was hoping to offer to Australia.
Over the weekend, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the French government would have known the project was at risk. It had been plagued by delays and cost blowouts. But just a few weeks ago, Australia reaffirmed its commitment to the deal. And French government spokesman Gabriel Attal says that's what's most galling.
I think the humiliation lies on the countries that don't respect the word they've given, he told French television. We follow our word, we respect our commitments. Antoine Bondaz is a fellow at France's Foundation for Strategic Research. He says the decision to recall the US and Australian ambassadors was a symbol of just how seriously Paris is taking the snub.
The French feel betrayed, and they want to make sure that in the coming days, the US and the Australians will be actually ready to not only discuss financial compensation and penalties, because it's planning the contract, but maybe diplomatic and political benefits. I think we need to be very clear. French interest in the Indo-Pacific remain. And even though you might have tension in the very short term, the strategic partnership de facto will endure.
Australia is still trying to negotiate a free trade deal with the European Union, in which France is a central player. Celia Bellon says the incident is likely to put the issue of trust front and centre.
It will surely warn its European partners. Australia makes its own choices, and when these choices do not align with the EU or with European partners, they do not hesitate to blindside them.
After 4 days of fury, France says it is hoping to move on and keep working with Australia and the US. But there are a few signs it's willing to forgive, and it certainly won't forget. This is Nick Doll in London, reporting for AM.